Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zvochim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, 9 lines down at the end of the line, with the word Taninan. Taninan Chala Ben Rishon L'Sheni. The Mishnah described the order of tithing as first Maaseh Rishon, then Chala, and then Maaseh Sheni. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Zeira Amar, Chala Ein Ba Mishum Bal Ta'acher. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Zeira, said, there's no prohibition to delay the giving of Chala, so one can tithe first and then separate Chala. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Ein Mishnah Mura Al Seder. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Zeira, said that the Mishnah was not said in order, meaning since Chala is like Truma, it must be separated first. V'loi B'demayan and Kaimen, L'kena Rabbi Abba B'rei D'Bchia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisen Demai HaBavadai Loi B'Acha B'demai An and Kaimen. The question is that aren't we discussing Demai? Didn't Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Chia, say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah specifically refers to Demai when allowing tithing before separating Chala? But if it's definite tevel, the chala must come first. Tani Rebchia ah bevadei aleh Rebchia. Rebchia's brisa taught that the Mishnah also refers to definite tevel, and based on that, the two Amoraim disagreed. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zeira omer zois omeres chala ein ba mishum bal ta'acher. And Rabbi Yonah, quoting Zeira, said that there's no prohibition to delay the giving of chala, so one can tithe first and then separate chala. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Zeira omer ein mishnah arua al seida el atakdim chala l'rishoin v'lam kadma rishoin mepnei shekadma l'goyin. And Rabbi Yossi, quoting Zeira, said that the Mishnah was not set in order. Since chala is like truma, it has to be separated first. Rather, you could take chala before maaseh rishon, but rishon comes first because its obligation came first at the threshing floor, but the chala obligation only came when it was made into dough. V'harei sheni kadma l'goyin. The question is, but the obligation of maaseh sheni also came at the threshing floor before the obligation of chala. Amri Matanya, Bedin Haya Shetakdim, Lakol, Velama, Kadma, Rishon, Mepnesha Kadma, Lagoin. Uksiv Boy, Rashis, Shani, Afapisha Kadma, Lagoin, Ein Kosov Boy, Rashis. That's the correct Gersa. So, Matanya answered that really Chala should come first, so why is Rishon first? Because part of the Maisa will become Tumas Masa, about which the Pasuk says first. So, although Chala is called first, the Maisa Rishon precedes it because its obligation came first. However, Maaseh Sheni comes after Chala, because although its obligation came first, it's not referred to as first. Me'ata tehi Chala chayeves emasus, emasus lo yei chayevim b'chala, shukala koidim es chaveiru yechaveirim mischayev boi. The question is, if so, Chala should be obligated in masus, but masus should not be obligated in Chala, as whichever comes first, the other is obligated in it, but not vice versa. V'tani kein, ha'isa isa min ha'tevel, ben jehiktim Chala l'truma, ben jehiktim truma l'chala, masha asa osoi, Chala l'teuchel ad shiyotzi aleha tuma, tuma l'teuchel ad shiyafish aleha chala. And the rest of the gifa is taken out. Now, the Gemara answers, but do we say this? Doesn't the Brisa teach that tevel dough, whether chala preceded tuma or tuma preceded chala, whatever was done is valid, the kohen may not eat the chala until he separated the tuma, and vice versa, and the Gemara doesn't resolve this discrepancy.